preschool children should be taught about gay relationships to combat future homophobia in society, so say gay rights charity Stonewall. Chief Executive Ruth Hunt has said that they are to commission books celebrating difference in all its forms for under fives. Would you welcome this in schools for your kids? Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning,
Stephen.
Good
morning. And John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Can hardly hear you, John. Let's see if we can get that sorted out. Peter, you can kick off. What do you think?
Well, Stephen, I mean, this appeared in one newspaper a few days ago, and it does beg the question why the BBC is running it as a big news story. I mean, these books don't exist yet. This lady is thinking of commissioning them. She said she hadn't even said that to her own team yet. So it's just an idea at this stage. And her big point seems to be celebrating difference in all its forms. So does that mean that, you know, we're going to have books on Sharia law for preschoolers and about different types of Muslim relationships?
Why would you be against it?
Well, because at this stage, parents lead what children are taught about relationships. And for preschoolers in particular, I mean, there's very limited teaching on relationships. So parents need to take the lead in this. That's the first thing we'd say. And the second is, where do you draw the lines about this? What sort of relationships are we going to talk about at this stage for 3- and 4-year-olds?
But parents don't take the... Whether parents take the lead or not, schools have a role to play in educating kids about lots of things that they will come up against in life. You know, you would like to think that a parent will take the lead in teaching their kids about road safety, but so will a school. So what is wrong with a school teaching kids about the reality that they'll probably come across gay people in their lives and trying to teach them that gay relationships exist, what they mean, so that it will combat future homophobia in society? What's wrong with that?
So I don't have a problem with schools teaching that in context, which is to say that 1.3% of the population are gay, and that's the Office of National Statistics has said that. There are a lot more people who are in other forms of relationships. Do we teach them about one-night stands when they're in preschool? Do we teach them about various types of relationships that would come under Sharia law? There are probably more people live under that in the UK than would be within the relationships that Ruth Hunt is talking about. But we don't teach that to 4- and 5-year-olds. Much later in school life, when people are 15, 16, 17, we would talk about relationships. And we'd say, here are what a certain percentage of the population do. Here are different ways of looking at relationships, and have that discussion with parental involvement, because parents still have the key role to play, and they get to decide what their kids learn about relationships. That would be critical.
John?
Well, I think absolutely I would encourage parents to get involved in these types of conversations. What this is about is educating young people about difference within our society, different
at
people.
At 4 years of age, though, John?
Yes, about different people and different families.
Well,
different
what does a 4-year-old understand about relationships in all seriousness?
See, it's not just about relationships. We already tell young people about mummies, about daddies, about the type of families that exist.
We tell them very little about mums and dads and relationships at 4 years of age.
Well, I disagree. I think people are very clear. Young people are
really?
Taught very clearly what a family is, absolutely. I think you ask any 4-year-old what a family is and they would represent it as their family. I think it's important that young people have the opportunity to learn that there's a diversity of families out there. We have to be realistic about this. There are more and more same-sex couples who are having children, sending those children to school. Those young people have a right to learn about families like theirs, have the right to hear that their family is normal, that there's nothing wrong with their family, and that their peers within school have the right to learn about their family as well. They shouldn't experience discrimination because of their parents.
Peter?
But the fact is, the strangeness, because they're told that normal is mother and father, that, that this will impact on that young person.
Would John support at that age teaching people about Sharia law, highly patriarchal relationships in which the men dominate the families and have complete control over the women in the families?
No, I think that's way over the capacity.
There's 3 or 4 million Muslim children or families, people within Britain. So that's a much bigger proportion of the population. Much more important we teach about that.
Well,
that sounds like edging onto racial discrimination not to teach that.
I think we have to be teaching young people about the realities, but we also have to ensure that what we're teaching them is suitable for their age group as well. Let's be clear, no one's talking about LGBT rights or those sorts of issues with young people. What we're talking about is educating them about the diversity that actually exists within our society, and particularly the diversity that exists within families.
But John, there are 3 or 4 million Muslims and they hold very different family structures. Not all of them, but a significant proportion of them. So we need to teach about that diversity, obviously.
You call for that, no problem.
You have to be logical in what you're calling for. There's no consistency, John. You have to do this at an age-appropriate stage, and four is not it. And you don't do it for Sharia law, but you want to do it for LGBT rights, and that's
I don't think we teach about any sort of law or any sort of dogma whenever it comes to 4 and 5 year olds.
You'd whether discriminating against Muslims.
Else. How's that discriminating against Muslims?
You're saying
what
we
we're talking about here is families. We're not talking about belief systems here. We're talking about families. We're talking.
We're talking about orientations
and the idea. The idea that 4 and 5 year olds are not already exposed to same sex couples and same sex attracted people is nonsense. The reality is these are in TV shows. These are in everyday life and everyday experiences for young people. So is it not important that we ensure that they get the right information rather than gaining their information from their peers right throughout their experiences in school? This is about educating young people. Why are we so afraid?
Discrimination.
Why are we so afraid of discrimination?
There are significantly more Muslim people in school, so nearly every child in England and Wales is going to be sitting beside someone from a Muslim background.
And you're saying that every single Muslim follows Sharia law. Every single Muslim follows Sharia law, and that's something that we need to be teaching young people in school. You're trying to disrupt the conversation here, Peter, because you don't believe in what
we're talking about. I'm exposing discrimination on your part, John. You only think things that you think are appropriate should be taught, and the equality agenda has very specific ideas
about
the things.
And I think you've made that point, Peter Linus, but on four-year-old children being told what a gay relationship is, you object to that. Because you think a parent should be teaching them?
I think parents
should. Or it's the wrong age or what?
About relationships. The government is here to serve.
What is the right age?
And the education system.
What is the right age, Peter?
Well, Stephen, I mean, so it varies depending on what level of detail we're going to get into. I mean, I've said it at bait, in fact, John, was that I have no problem with teaching about homosexuality for much older children. But I also pushed at that point to say, will his community acknowledge that it is 1.3% of the population? So when we use the word normal, that has certain meanings for people. So when we're talking about statistics, the Office of National Statistics says it's 1.3% of the population. I'm very happy to teach that and to explain that, but to say that it's a minority view.
That was used to gather that information, Peter. A very strong caveat is added on to that. Going door-to-door.
Not by the Office of National Statistics.
Going door-to-door and asking people if they're gay is not going to give you reflective statistics. Going door-to-door and asking one person per household how many gay people in this house is not going to give a fair statistic of the numbers of people. And the number of people are irrelevant when it comes to this conversation. What this is about is teaching about realities.
Well, Peter's using the number of people to help him define what is normal or not.
John used the word normal, and so all I'm saying is, so as soon as I use a statistic, John doesn't like statistic. As soon as I use a different people set, like Muslims, John doesn't like that. So the conversation is incredibly difficult to have because any time I use something that John doesn't like, he just dismisses it.
I think that's wrong, Peter. I think when we're talking about educating young people, it has to be appropriate. Whenever we teach,
so what would you tell a four-year-old about a gay relationship?
That there are families out there that have two mums or two dads, that that's normal, and that there are children within those families, and that those families are as acceptable as any other family. These are realities that young people are already exposed to, whether it's through the media, whether it's through TV, whether it's through books. More and more they're getting exposed to this. What we need to do is ensure that those young people have access to appropriate information. A young person going to school with two mums or two dads doesn't need to be told that the only families that are acceptable are ones with a mum and a dad, that their family are somehow invisible. They need to be able to express their family, express their experiences, and be able to be educated and understand, as well as their peer group, being educated and understanding what it means to be from a same-sex family, and that there's nothing wrong with that. Are we going to leave children out there from same-sex families to be exposed to the homophobia and heterosexism that exists right throughout our society and not protect and support those young people within education? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking going out there and teaching young people that they should be gay or that gay is the best way to be. It's teaching young people about reality.
Well, no, Stonewall are, in fact, talking about exactly that, and they're talking about celebrating these relationships. And what all we're asking for is that parents are allowed to take the lead in this. Some parents will have different views about all sorts of relationships, and they are entitled to express their views to their children, and their children need to be entitled in a classroom to express their views that they have been taught and that their parents' belief is that marriage between a man and a woman is the best environment in which to raise
children. Here's David in Belfast. Good morning, David.
Morning, Stephen. Just want to make a point here. To me, let's not dictate children's lives here by teaching them relationships and gay people and stuff.
How's that dictating their life?
Let them have their childhood first before you brainwash them. Because to me, you shouldn't be teaching them. A young child at the age of 5 wouldn't have a clue what a relationship is. So let them have their childhood first before you brainwash them in the gay relationships and stuff like that there. You know, it's individual's choice. If they want to learn about it, let them do it that way. Don't feed them it. You know, and there's a bit of contradiction from the UK government.
But
anyway,
you know, if you apply that logic, then you wouldn't teach a child anything. If they want to learn about it, they'll learn about it. A 4-year-old needs to be taught rather than wanting to be taught.
So I would say, well, if you're paying taxes then to the schools, let the education system do it. You know,
and
you
Jane,
may as well pay.
Morning, Jane.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, it's near time they got back to the basics. Normal family situation with a mum.
But define normal, you see.
Just a wee minute. A mum and a dad and a family. And I know that sometimes children have to grow up with one parent. But what I am concerned about is there's this fact that so many siblings in a family have maybe got different fathers. Now, how are you going to teach that as being normal? That is totally against anything that anybody with any morals whatsoever would believe. 4 children and all with different fathers. How do those children integrate? How do they have a normal relationship? My daddy comes, or I see my daddy on a Monday, and you see your daddy on a Monday or Tuesday. All this caper.
And William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
The only question I would like to... We're talking about education. The person who's pro-homosexual education for a 4-year-old. Does he extend that to letting a 4-year-old know that only a male and a female can produce a child?
John O'Doherty? Presumably you wouldn't start teaching a 4-year-old about sex.
Education. I don't see why we'd be teaching 4- and 5-year-olds anything to do with sex or anything to do with that level of intimacy.
There's been no suggestion of teaching William a 4-year-old about sex. What are you on about?
Why bother even opening up the subject?
Because sexual
4 years of age,
we
know that
more than just sex.
98% of the population.
This is about more than just sex. Why is it when we talk about sexual orientation, this need to constantly go back to sex? What is this fascination about sex?
Well, I tell you, the only fascination with sex is the homosexual community.
You're the one that brought it up, not me.
With
the intention to bring sex.
Don't have a go at me from a person, a point of view that is the only way to produce children is through sex, unless you're going into test tubes. Now, wise up. You're telling people to wise up. Now, you wise up to what is the way to produce children and for this planet to go forth with children and people in it, whether they're homosexual or heterosexual. It's the only way, mate. It's the only game in town for children.
So, Jane has raised the point. I mean, this is essentially, again, about the over-sexualization of children. We're pushing it down, and she's raised the point about those with multiple fathers. We don't have books to talk about lots and lots of different lifestyle choices at that age. We do, later on in life, talk about the reality of families break down, people have multiple partners. But you don't start talking to 4-year-olds.
I would like to give a bit of advice to the homosexual community. Stop pushing it. Get on with your life. Get over it. Go for it in your own way. Just enjoy your life. Stop pushing at us heterosexuals things. We don't want to hear about it. I'm not pushing my sexuality to you or heterosexuality. Just leave it be and get on with your life. Equality for all. Just equality for all. Okay, but leave the wedding thing, the marriage thing out between a man and a woman. Just leave that out, please. Just give us all a nice wee time of it.
Here's Margaret in Belfast.
All except for the things that you disagree with.
Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen.
He wants just a nice wee time of it.
Listen to what you're saying.
Don't we all?
I was watching a documentary there a lot of months ago.
Yes.
And there was 2 gay fellas, and they adopted 2 kids from when they were born and that.
Yes.
They brought them up well. They fed them well. They looked after them well. They were well clothed. And at the end of the day, there's some kids, they're brought up and after, well, they've been born. They don't have any families. They're orphans and things like that. So at the end of the day, there's these gay fellas or lesbians. They're adopting these kids and they're bringing them up to the best of their ability. They're giving them a good home and they're well looked after. So why not?
Margaret, thank you. Peter Linus, thank you. John O'Doherty, thank you.